let's go to the rest of the regular agenda, please, moving to item number 178.
Authorize city attorney to appear as amicus curiae in Rob Handy versus Lane County, Oregon, Supreme Court number S0-63725.
Good afternoon, Mr. Walters.
Good afternoon. Ben Walters, on behalf of the city attorney's office, mayor, commissioners, I'm here on in place of Harry Auerbach, who will be handling the appeal if so authorized. Harry is out of the office on vacation this week. In the Handy case, the Court of Appeals has interpreted the public meetings law such that sequential presentation of information to members of the council, whether or not remote in time, would constitute a public meeting. Whether the meetings occur with staff, such as the chief administrative officer, budget officer, or others, or with constituents, the court's test would be triggered. The League of Oregon Cities and the Association of Oregon Counties joined with Lane County in seeking review by the Oregon Supreme Court of this Court of Appeals decision. The Supreme Court has accepted review, and the briefing schedule has been set. Amicus briefs are due with the opening briefs in the next couple of weeks. The City Attorney's Office seeks authorization to join with the League of Oregon Cities and the Association of Oregon Counties in asking the Supreme Court to examine and reject the conclusions reached by the two-judge majority in the Court of Appeals in favor of a bright-line test as described by the Handy dissent, something clear, something understandable, and something simple to follow in its guidance. That's my presentation. If you have any questions, I'm available to answer.
Questions? Apparently not.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item?
One of the issues I have on this, again, is when we're talking public meetings.
Could you put your name in the record, please?
I'm sorry, yes. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. Is that when we're going over some of these issues and they're stating that the commissioners and the mayor are not supposed to be emailing on certain subjects and what the true content of what they're emailing and could also be classified as a meeting under the public meetings law. And I want to make sure, and I've stated this in the past, is that when we have special committees and we have certain meetings, and then when I get here and I want to do public communication, I'm not out here for parody. I'm out here to put things on record and to look across and try to make a change on certain issues. And if these issues are already predetermined, and I'm not saying they are, when any of you sit up here, then that is illegal under the public meeting law. And this is what this is going to come about. This is what this is going to be about. This is going to determine how much communication you can have behind the scenes on certain things. And this is going to determine if you have a discussion, if you send an email, if you have a meeting at someone's house.
Lightning, can I just correct you on something?
Okay, let's go with this.
I appreciate your passion on this, but all of our emails are subject to the public records laws.
Yes.
You're entitled to see all my emails.
And that's fine.
So that doesn't change.
Okay.
You're allowed to see all my emails.
That's good.
I'll give you an example that troubled me when I got a briefing on this.
Okay.
I get an email from one of my colleagues, attached to which is a memo that has been circulated among two other colleagues, a memo that I don't open. I don't look at it.
Right.
There is an interpretation under this ruling that has now traveled beyond two and that might trigger a public meeting requirement, even if I haven't reviewed the document. And what our attorneys have said is it would be good to have the court give us the bright lines because we will follow it to the letter. But the decision below is subject to a lot of interpretation. And so out of an abundance of caution, we want to get what those lines are, and we will follow them scrupulously.
And I agree with you.
Commissioner, I'm a nurse and you're a lawyer, but my understanding is it goes beyond that. that if I have a one-on-one conversation with you, Lightning, mm-hmm. and then I have a one-on-one conversation with somebody else in the room mm-hmm. on the same topic, that all of those conversations are then public record, and then I'm not even allowed to have that conversation because it's on a topic that will come to council. So I would not be able to discuss anything with anyone outside of a public meeting, which doesn't make any sense, even when none of my colleagues are involved.
You as a commissioner have to understand what content in the discussion you're having with somebody. And such as private meetings at someone's house, if you have three or four people there.
We're talking about one-on-one.
Right. Okay.
That's what this appeal talks about.
Meetings of three or more are covered by public records.
Yes.
Emails are public records.
Yes.
Those rules don't change. This goes a bit beyond, and the view was to get a clarifying opinion from an appellate court, and we would be joining lots of other governmental entities in Oregon seeking that clarification.
And if I make my point real fast here, is that I've always had an issue with special committees. I've always had an issue with meetings conducted. The public has a right to come here and speak, and that is the time that you make your final vote. Not before you. Now, the mayor may disagree with that.
I don't disagree with that. That's not what's at issue here.
Well, it is at issue on what you're discussing with people. You just made that statement to me. What am I allowed to discuss with you outside of this meeting?
But if Mr. Fritz's example is a great one. She talks to you, and you say to her, you have a concern with our homeless policy. She runs into me in the hallway and says, Lightning has a concern with the homeless policy.
Or even if I just say to you, I have a concern with the homeless policy. That then becomes
potentially is in violation of the law for not holding a public meeting, noticing it, having a chance for you to be there for her to tell me that she has a concern with homeless camping. There's a point in which our system wouldn't function very well.
Let me correct this real fast. Between our discussion between me and Commissioner Fritz, that's not three public officials.
That's not what. That's why we're appealing this. I think we're agreeing, Lightning. We agree that that's not should not be a public meeting, and what this court ruling said is that maybe it is.
And that is my point here.
I think we agree.
Is that the interpretation is going to be a very fine line, and we can interpretate the United States Constitution all day long. And this is what this is going to tie into right here, is the interpretation of what you think is right and legal under the public meetings law. And the Attorney General will be looking over this very close, and I'm sure we'll have input on this, because what you think is wrong might be law, and that you might find out on this decision. Thank you.
And that's precisely why we're appealing it, because we need to know. We will do whatever the rules are. We're very careful about not having public meetings outside of the public record and not emailing each other on decision-making topics. That's why we're appealing this. So I think we're agreeing.
We're at agreement on that, and like I say, I definitely want this to move forward and take a close look at the interpretation and just make sure that it's being followed close enough that you're not going outside the law on this issue.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Fritz.
Definitely, I value open meetings. Definitely, I'm very careful about what is on the public record and in not having discussions on email or other ways with a quorum behind the scenes. This decision by the Oregon Court of Appeals would cripple the ability of elected officials to govern and proceed in a rational manner if upheld. And I greatly appreciate the city attorney wanting to appear as an amicus in this case. And I hope that rational and good public meetings law will prevail so that we're all clear on that, yes, you can have one-on-one conversations that may inform an elected official's decision without it becoming a public meeting, that everything I ever say to anybody, even at the grocery store, they say to me, needs to be documented and put into the public record. That would frankly make running for office probably not worth the effort. Aye.
Mish?
To me, this is very simple. We're asking the highest court in the state to issue a ruling to establish the guidelines about the scope of public meetings. And if, in the wisdom of the founders, we had wanted to scale back the judiciary, we would have made the Court of Appeals the last word. But we have an Oregon Supreme Court. And so we are going to join with other local governments to seek a final ruling, clarification, and then this council will follow the rules. Aye.
Novick.
I hope that in considering this appeal, the members of the Oregon Supreme Court will behave like normal human beings and have individual conversations with each other about the matter, and that they will not feel that they have to have every single conversation in public. Aye.
Hales.
Well, in 13 years, 1 month, and 24 days of being an elected official subject to the Oregon Open Meetings Law, I've said a lot of things in public meetings, but I don't think I've ever used this word before. But this was a loony decision that deserves to be overturned. Aye. Let's move on.